Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards.
Well, it's game two of this six-game set as the Kannapolis Cannonballers looking to bounce back tonight after an 8-2 loss in last night's series opener here in Charleston, South Carolina, against the River Dogs out of the Tampa Bay Rays organization. Hi, good friends. Welcome to tonight's broadcast on the Ballers Baseball. Eddie Park, center fielder, bats in the sixth spot. Chris Lanzilli slides down to seventh in the order for Kannapolis. Batting eighth is the DH, Yonaker Betancourt. And batting ninth is the lefty killer, our buddy, the right fielder, Drake Logan. 0-2 count, Ayala sets, here is the pitch. This one's lifted in the air into right field. Castillo's going to have to come in a few steps to make the grab. He will make the catch for the out. Willett's got a hold of a hanging breaking ball, but it's lifted into Ryan, and a Stanley Castillo makes the grab. F9, two down now. Jacob Gonzalez will dig in. Defensive setup tonight for the Charleston River Dogs. Yan Diaz is in left. Chandler Simpson is in center. Estanley Castillo in right. As for the infield left to right, it goes Ryan Spikes, Carlos Colmenares, Cooper Kinney, and Xavier Isaac. Xavier Isaac will dig in for the first time tonight. So Xavier Isaac will step in for the first time tonight against Shane Murphy. Murphy has pitched once against the River Dogs already this inning. River Dogs already lead 1-0. Speed kills, and Chandler Simpson with the double and then a single from Kenny is all the River Dogs needed. 1-2. This one is upstairs. Check swing. Did he go? No, says infield umpire Frank Jones. Count is even now with 2-2. 2-2 count on Xavier Isaac. Behind the dish calling balls and strike tonight is Tyler Hovick. Your two umpires as assigned by the Carolina League. 2-2 from Murphy. Curveball upstairs. It slipped out of his hands, so the count will run full. We'll set the defense for you real quick here for Kannapolis. Lanzilli, Park, and Logan left to right in the outfield. Infield left to right, Baldwin, Gonzalez, Camaletti, and Willits. Behind the dish is Calvin Harris. 3-2 from Murphy. Inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called. Strike three, Xavier Isaac takes a peek at an inside corner breaking ball at 82 miles an hour from Shane Murphy. And that's quickly now the second out of this bottom of the first inning. That'll send up Ryan Cermak. Cermak still below the Mendoza line at 196 on the season. He hit his third home run of the season in last night's game. A center field, a three-run blast. That handed the River Dogs a bit of a lead in that fourth inning last night. Pitch in there on the first pitch, 0-1. Murphy offers a breaking ball. Cermak actually got injured on a collision out in right center in that week of action against Kannapolis, but was able to come back and had no problem. 0-1, this one's hit in the air into center field. Eddie Park to his left a little bit. Makes the grab in right center for the out. It's a F8 in the book for Ryan Cermak, and that's the third out of this bottom of the first inning. Well, we're through one inning here, baseball here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park in Charleston. 1-0 River Dogs. That'll send us to the top of the second. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network here in Charleston. 1-0 River Dogs on top. Plate. We'll see what he can do here with the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 3-2 count, Ayala's pitch. away for ball four. Good eye from Calvin Harris. He's on base to lead off. That's second on the three-run shot for Chris Lanzilli, and the Ballers have resurged now here in this top of the second inning. A three-run shot for Lanzilli, and the Ballers take a 3-1 lead over the Charleston Riverdogs here in Charleston at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. So Lanzilli smacks another home run. My goodness, this guy has been on fire as of late. His fifth home run of the season, and he's got his 22nd, 23rd, and 24th RBI now of this 2023 season. First pitch to Yanniker Betancourt is hacked and missed. 0-1 on a Betancourt. Lanzilli, a three-run blast here in this top of the second inning, and Kannapolis now has the lead. First pitch was a strike to Betancourt. Second pitch is a pop-up in the shallow center. Backtracking second baseman Cooper Kinney. He makes the grab for the out. It's a P4 off the bat of the DH Betancourt. One out now, and Drake Logan will dig in. Well, just like that, Chris Lanzilli gives the ball a run into center field. It's the second as we'll have to come in a few steps, though, and makes the grab for the out. A nice little fly out to left field for Mario Camiletti. Gets good contact, but it's the third out as it was hit right to John Diaz. Well, Ballers all of a sudden have a 3-1 lead here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park in Charleston. That'll send us into the bottom half of the second. Murphy back on the bump when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and beautiful Charleston, South Carolina. In 3-1 here in Charleston, a good crowd on hand. Ryan Spikes digs in for the first time tonight after Charleston put up a run in the first inning as this 2-1 is lifted in high and deep into left field. Looking up Lanzilli, he looks up. That ball is out of here. Well, Ryan Spikes puts up a home run. It's a solo shot in the left field that hands the Charleston Riverdogs their second run of the night. They still trail 3-2, but now it's a little bit lesser of a deficit, and Ryan Spikes has a home run on the board for the Riverdogs. On the season, it's his 10th home run of the season. Ryan Spikes with a solo homer to lead off the second. John Diaz will now step in for Charleston. So John Diaz will dig in after Murphy gives up the solo homer to Spikes. First pitch fastball is in there, called strike 0-1 on John Diaz. Ballers still lead 3-2. They're being out hit 3-2 by Charleston, but Ballers on top thanks to some good work from Lanzilli. 0-1 in there on a fastball, 0-2 now to John Diaz. Listed at 5'7" in the roster for the Charleston Riverdogs. 0-2 pitch from Murphy. This one's grounded up the middle. Murphy leaps but can't get it. Shortstop Gonzalez fields and to first he goes. A silky smooth play at the shortstop position for Jacob Gonzalez. 6-3 ground down. One down now. Carlos Colmenares due up. Colmenares will step in for his first at-bat of the night. Here in this bottom of the second inning. Colmenares, the pride of Venezuela, a 2021 signee by the Tampa Bay Rays. First pitch is a breaking ball inside corner to Murphy. 0-1 your count. Murphy working that breaking ball pretty well tonight. He's not throwing a ton of fastballs, honestly, just throwing all breaking stuff. 0-1 pitch. This one is a fastball inside and swung on and foul tipped. 0-2 your count on Colmenares. Riverdogs seem to be just kind of sitting on one pitch. Each batter, it's just kind of sitting on one pitch and waiting for it. Here in this Wednesday evening matchup, it's at least the tendencies I'm seeing. Wind blowing out to right favors the lefty bat of Colmenares. 0-2 from Murphy, fastball up and inside. A 1-2 count now on Colmenares. Julio Meza, catcher, bats next. He's on deck. 1-2 count with one down. Murphy's pitch delivered. Curveball, this one is fouled off down the
health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Brooks Baldwin, Bryce Willetson, Jacob Gonzalez, two up. Top of the third inning here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park. Baldwin and the Baldurs on top, 3-2. Ayala back on the bump as Baldwin lifts his first pitch he sees in a right. As Stanley Castillo drifts to his right in a right center for the grab and the out. Just like that, one pitch, one out, a fly out in a right for Baldwin. He's now 1-for-2. Bryce Willetson will dig in, and the lefty bat at playing first base. Bryce Willetson will step in. Ballers looking to get some more insurance runs for their 3-2 lead currently. Willetson last time up flew out into right where Stanley Castillo is patrolling rather than Ryan Cermak. First pitch delivered in there for a called strike from Ayala. 0-1 count now on Bryce Willetson. Working quickly, Ayala is 0-1. Curveball in there, called strike quickly, 0-2. Calling time out there is Willetson now. Against Ayala, who is working very quickly. Wind is howling out to right field. Favors the lefty battle, Willits. 0-2 count. Ayala on the bump. Taking his time now, 0-2 on the way. Low and outside, 1-2. On a Bryce Willits. Jacob Gonzalez awaiting patiently on deck for his second at bat of the night. 1-2 to Willits. Chop towards second. Kenny will back and track a little bit and fields and throw to first in time for the out. 4-3 ground out now for Willits. That's now two down, and it's stepping in will be Jacob Gonzalez. So Jacob Gonzalez will step in with nobody on base and two down. Ayala working kind of quickly out there on the mound in this third inning of work. It's almost like he's turned up the intensity a bit of a notch. First pitch to Gonzalez. This one's lifted in the air left field. Playable for John Diaz. He'll come in a couple steps and make the grab for the out. A very quick top of the third inning as it's already now headed to the bottom of the third. A pair of flyouts and a ground out for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. That'll send us into the bottom of the third. Quick break. We'll be right back. Live from Charleston. 3-2 Ballers on top. Two up for the River Dogs. It'll be Castillo, Simpson, and Kinney. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel.
So Chandler Simpson will dig in for his second at-bat of the night. Simpson, the center fielder, had a double in his first at-bat and then scored on a single by Cooper Kinney, who is on deck. First pitch from Murphy to Simpson is low and outside, a 1-0 count. Now on the River Dogs center fielder. Simpson, the former Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket in the ACC. 1-0 count with one down. Here's the pitch from Murphy. This one's lifted high and foul and end up as a souvenir. Ends up back in the seating bowl. Nice grab by a fan down there. 1-1 count. Cooper Kinney awaiting patiently on deck. Simpson at the plate. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Curveball beautifully placed by Murphy on the inside corner. Now 1-2 on Chandler Simpson. Ballers looking to get back in their winning ways. They won 5 last week in a row against the Delmarva Shorebirds. Only their second loss in the last week. 1-2 pitch. Grounded up the middle off the glove of Murphy. He's going to have to hurry. He sets his feet across the first. He goes for the out. Nice play by Shane Murphy to field his position. A 1-3 put out of Chandler Simpson. Nice hustle play by Murphy. Hustled it over there to first base. Willits made the grab. So now 2 down and Cooper Kinney is 2 up. That's one of those plays where you kind of sit there and go, oh no. Because Chandler Simpson easily can leg some of those plays out. But nice hustle by Murphy to field his spot after it hit the glove, and it kind of fell right behind the pitcher's mound. So he picks it up and fires to first. Kinney will chop the first pitch foul he sees from Murphy of this at-bat. 0-1 is your count. 0-1 count, 2 outs on Cooper Kinney. His first time up, an RBI single. One of only 2 runs scored tonight for the River Dogs thus far. Very potent offense for Charleston. 0-1 from Murphy is delivered in there on the outside corner. 0-2 on Cooper Kinney. Tampa Bay Rays organization, a very, very loaded one. 9 of the top 30 prospects in the Rays. Top of the fourth, it's Calvin Harris to lead it off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Last time Harris led off an inning, well, it went pretty well as the Ballers picked up 3 runs in that top of the at his first hit. Pitch from Ayala. This one is inside, a 1-0 count now on Chris Lanzilli. Ballers on top 3-2, and they're threatening again. Lanzilli, a 3-run homer. Last time he stepped to the plate against Ayala. He's got 2 on in scoring position, 1-0. Lanzilli takes this one to the backstop and out of the glove of the catcher. Headed to home is Calvin Harris. Still score, and to third goes Eddie Park. Ballers now get another insurance run, this time on a ball that's in and out of the glove of Meza. And scoring on the play is Calvin Harris on the wild throw from Ayala. We'll see how that one is scored, but it's 4-2 Ballers here in this top of the fourth inning. At third is Park, and at the plate is Chris Lanzilli with an opportunity to drive another run home. So Calvin Harris, how about the young fella's debut? 2 walks and 2 runs scored. He's been a catalyst in this order for the Ballers. Talk about a catalyst, Chris Lanzilli. My goodness, he's been on fire his last week or so. 2-0 pitch from Ayala. This one is on the outside corner, 2-1. Now on the left fielder, Lanzilli. Lanzilli facing lefties this year, 217. It was his first home run against the lefty arm back in the second inning when he took Alex Ayala deep to center field. 2-1 from the lefty. This one's lifted in the air, shallow right field, hooking foul. Isaac backtracking will make the grab and foul ground for the out. Park wanted to test the arm, and it won't, as that ball now gets looked. Just a good vibe all around tonight here in Charleston. A great crowd on hand, enjoying what's been a beautiful night for baseball thus far. 3-2 count, pitch on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. Got him with a breaking ball upstairs, and Betancourt can't catch up. It's a swing and a miss, strikeout. Yonaker Betancourt goes down on strikes, making now 2 down in the inning, and Drake Logan will dig in. Just the second strikeout all night for Alex Ayala. Not a huge strikeout guy. The most he's gotten in a single outing this year is 6. That was back on May 30th. Ayala's first pitch to Drake Logan is outside. Count is 1-0 now on Drake Logan. Mario Camilletti awaiting on deck. 1-0 count with 2 down. Ayala's pitch delivered on the 1-0. This one's up and inside. 2-0 now on Drake Logan. Ballers so far so good. Gotten a pretty decent start from Shane Murphy. And they've done well at the plate. 2-0. Ayala's pitch delivered. Logan takes a breaking ball inside corner, called strike 2-1. Mid-80s or so are most of where Ayala's pitches are sitting. 2-1 count, pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Flails on another breaking ball, does Logan 2-2. up till last batter in Betancourt was the only strikeout victim of the night. 2-2 count with two outs. Drake Logan stands in. At third is Eddie Park. Ayala sets on the bump. Here's the pitch. This one is lifted foul. Heads up. It'll end up as a souvenir. 2-2 count on Drake Logan. Again here at Joseph P. Rowley Jr. Park in Charleston. A beautiful spot. 2-2. Check swing. Did Logan go around? No, says infield umpire Frank Jones. Count will run full. Fastball was up and outside. Joseph P. Rowley Jr. Park, built in 1997. It is 3 years older than me. Beautiful spot for a ball game, though. Very open. And right on the coast. 3-2 count. Ayala sets pitch on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. Drake Logan tries to go after an inside fastball, but it can't catch up. And Ayala catches him snoozing at the plate. It's his third strikeout of the night, and that's the third out of the fourth inning. But the ballers get another run thanks to an errant throw from Ayala and a ball. And the lead they have not given up. Pitch outside on the first pitch to Isaac. 1-0 your count. Murphy on the bump, his fourth inning of action. He's looked sharp tonight, giving up just the one run on a solo homer from Ryan Spikes. 1-0 is in there on the inside corner. 1-1 now on Xavier Isaac. So far, so good in game two of the six-game set for Kannapolis. They've looked sharp as there now is an arm warming for the River Dogs down of the fourth inning. Kannapolis leads. Murphy sets on the bump, looking in. Pitch
more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the order, top of the fifth, due up here at Joseph P. Rowley Jr. Park in Charleston, South Carolina. The ballers on top, 4-2 over Charleston here. New arm of the month, it's the righty Alex Cook. Take it over for the River Dogs. His first pitch of the night to Mario Camilletti is a bit inside. A 1-0 count now on Camilletti. Alex Cook takes over. The 6'2", 220-pound righty from Lawrenceville, Georgia, takes over on the bump. 1-0 count is outside, 2-0 now to Mario Camilletti. A product of the Colby Community College, a 12th round pick in 2022 by the Tampa Bay Rays. He enters in relief of Alex Ayala Jr. tonight. One-oh count now with nobody out. Baldwin stepping in. Alex Cook with a look at first base. Camilletti there. Checking the runner at first. Not in time. Count will run to 1-0 on Brooks Baldwin. That is your count. One-oh count, nobody out. Baldwin's pitch delivered. This one's fouled back to us. Oh, my goodness. Almost a foul ball and a souvenir for us up here. Baldwin at the plate so far tonight. A double and a flyout. He has been cooking so far at the plate as Brooks Baldwin batting lefty tonight for the first time. Cook's pitch on the 1-1 grounded towards second base. Kenny will field. gets his to his feet, and he will throw to first, and he's called out at first. Baldwin not a huge fan of the call at all, but nonetheless, that will be the first out. To second goes Camilletti. Baldwin now jawing at the infield umpire and Frank Jones. Baldwin not a huge fan of the call. At second is Camilletti. Bryce Willits will dig in. Nice play deep in the hole at second by Cooper Kinney. So the first out is had. Willits will dig in. First pitch from Alex Cook to Willits is fouled off. That'll be a souvenir. Count will be 0-1 now on Bryce Willits. Count, one down. Ballers lead 4-2 over the Charleston River Dogs. Cook's 0-1 pitch to Willits. This one sharply grounded to first. Isaac with a diving.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during
a pitch walk now for the River Dogs shortstop. He is on for the first time tonight. Colmenar is with a walk. One on now and nobody out for Julio Meza, the catcher. Meza at 5'11", making his first appearance here in the week's action from Barquisimeto, Venezuela. Now Calvin Harris is going to come have a chat with Shane Murphy just to work some signs out. Meza getting his second at-bat of the night. He popped out to the shortstop, Gonzalez. And his first time up here in Charleston. Ballers on top 4-2. Beautiful night for baseball here on the coast here in South Carolina. It's been a really fun week already, and it's already Wednesday. Last night, Ballers on the wrong end of a loss, 8-2. That being said, Kannapolis is looking a little bit sharper tonight. First pitch in there called strike, 0-1. Now on Julio Meza. 0-1 count. Meza at the plate. His first time up, he popped out to Gonzalez at short. 0-1, big swing and a miss on a fastball upstairs, 0-2. On Julio Meza. Esanli Castillo, the right fielder, awaiting on deck. 0-2 count, nobody out. Meza at the plate, Murphy sets, 0-2. Grounder towards third, Baldwin will snag. Throws to second for one on to first. Did they get the double play? Yes, they did. A nice play on the infield double play. Baldwin to Camilletti to Willits. It's a 5-4-3 double play. Julio Meza is the second out of the inning. First out is Colmenar has put out on a 5-4 put out. One out now had, and Estonley Castillo will step in with nobody on base now and two down. So Estonley Castillo steps in with two outs at the bottom of the fifth. First pitch, big swing and a miss. 0-1 your count on Castillo. Ballers on top 4-2. It's been a good night thus far. Murphy on the bump looking to come set. Here's the pitch. Just a bit inside, Castillo takes 1-1. On deck awaiting is the top of the order in Chandler Simpson. Again, if Castillo is sat down here, it'll be top of the order for Charleston next inning. Baldwin will get the grounder on the 1-1. Across he goes to first, and that'll be the case. As the sixth inning, we'll see the top of the order for Charleston. But Ballers are going to turn to bat top of the sixth inning. Harris Park and Lanzilli do up when we come back here in this top of the sixth on the Ballers Baseball Network. 4-2, good guys on top here in Charleston.
Leading off the six for the Cannonballers. Catcher in number 32, Calvin Harris.
Well, Calvin Harris, Eddie Park, and Chris Lanzilli do up. It's the top of the sixth inning here at Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park in Charleston. Ballers and River Dogs battling for the second time this week. Six total games between these two sides, and it is the top of the sixth. Back on the bump is Alex Cook. Calvin Harris will step in for the third time tonight. First pitch, fastball is up and away. A 1-0 count now on a Calvin Harris. Eddie Park and Chris Lanzilli to follow here in this top of the sixth inning. Harris is 0 for 0. He's walked twice, and he spent some time in the College World Series and did well. 2-2, outside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. That's now three strikeouts in a row at the plate for Alex Cook. It's Gonzalez, Harris, and Park all sitting down with looking strikeouts. So two down now, and Chris Lanzilli will dig in. Nobody on base. Chris Lanzilli, a multi-hit game. So far, so good. As first pitch from Cook is up and inside. It's a 1-0 count on to Chris Lanzilli. As now time call. Well, Ben Butel takes over on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. First pitch of his night, and there in the bottom of the sixth inning is outside. A 1-0 count now on Chandler Simpson. Simpson, Kinney, and Xavier Isaac do up. 1-0 count. Butel's pitch delivered to Simpson. It's a bit inside, 2-0 now on the River Dogs leadoff center fielder, Chandler Simpson. Ben Butel takes over, 6 foot, 165-pound lefty from Davenport, Iowa, former Iowa Hawkeye. It's Ben Butel on the bump. 3-0 now your count as Chandler Simpson taking a peek at Ben Butel's sidearm delivery. 3-0 pitch is inside for ball four. Chandler Simpson will draw a four-pitch walk to start off here in this bottom of the sixth inning now. That is the last thing Ben Butel probably wanted. And Simpson, again, fastest man in minor league baseball, is now at first base. Cooper Kinney will step in with a runner on first and a nobody out. Butel, 23 years of age, again a Davenport, Iowa native. 3-0 with a 1.93 ERA, looking to eat some innings as he'll check on the runner at first. And Simpson, it is not in time. It is still a clean count on Cooper Kinney. Kinney, an RBI single in the first. He struck out in the third inning against Shane Murphy. Hasn't been to the plate since. Butel sets. Pitch on the way. This one is in there for a called strike to Cooper Kinney. 0-1 on the River Dogs second baseman. And as mentioned, Simpson is at first base with a good lead. And he can take off with ease. 0-1 count. Butel sets. Pitch on the way. Check on the runner at first instead. Xavier Isaac will step in with one out in this bottom of the sixth. Isaac with a slightly open stance. Butel's first pitch is spun just a bit outside. Count of runs to 1-0. Isaac is 0-2, a strikeout and a ground out. On the night for the River Dogs first baseman, 1-0 pitch. This one gets behind Isaac. 2-0 your count. Butel had the ball slip out of his hands. A 2-0 count. One down. Butel from the line. Here's the pitch to Isaac. Just a bit inside. Count runs to 3-0. Isaac with a good count. Drafted out of high school by the Tampa Bay Rays. Ranked second in power in last year's draft, only behind Elijah Green out of high school. Pitch in there on the 3-0 from Butel, 3-1. Isaac known for his pop and his ability to leave the yard, 3-1. Just up and inside for ball four. Butel thought he had strike two, but it is ball four. It's the second walk of the inning. This time Xavier Isaac will take a free pass. He's on first base for the first time tonight. One on now and one down, and Ryan Cermak will dig in. So Ryan Cermak has not struck out yet tonight. Still a very active and athletic Yonaker, Ben Gord, Drake Logan, Mario Camilletti do up against Alex Cook on the bump. First pitch waved out and missed. 0-1 your count. Now on Yonaker, Ben Gord. Ben Gord, Logan, and Camilletti do up. Palmer's on top, 4-3. It's been a bit of a pitcher's duel tonight. Four hits, three either side. Pitch delivered to Yonaker. It's in there for a called strike. 0-2 now on Yonaker, Ben Gord. Drake Logan awaiting on deck. Ben Gord tonight 0-2. A pop out and a strikeout. Cook working quickly. This pitch is lifted high and foul. Off of Murray's Pavilion down the right field line. Charleston, of course, a wonderful town. They've been very welcoming. So far, so good here in Charleston. The Ballers looking to get a win tonight and make it a little sweeter. 0-2 runner going. Grounded up the middle. Cook snags on his feet and will underhand to the covering Isaac at first for the out. 1-3 ground out for Brooks Baldwin. He is 1-4-4 tonight here in Charleston. Well, time of the seventh inning stretch here in Charleston. Ballers on top, still 4-3. Looking for some effectiveness out of the bullpen. That'll send us into a quick break. Bottom seven, time to stretch. We'll be right back after this short break on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bottom of the seventh inning, the River Dogs have a couple outs to work with. They trail by one. New York Annapolis Cannonballers, it is 4-3. Annapolis on top. Ben Butel back for his second inning of action. Carlos Colmenares, Julio Meza, and Estanley Castillo do up. First pitch is inside of Colmenares. A 1-0 count now on the River Dogs shortstop, Carlos Colmenares. He reached on a walk his last time up. Ben Butel back on the mound as this 1-0 runs up and in on Colmenares and hits him in the hand. It'll be a hit-by-pitch that allows Colmenares to reach for the second time of the night. This time it's an HBP. A fastball just runs inside and hits Colmenares on the hand. So runner on first and nobody out for Julio Meza. So Meza, the catcher, will step in with a runner on first and nobody out. Good lead at first for Colmenares. Butel's pitch. This one's lined sharply in the left. That'll get over the head of Lanzilli, and that's going to be trouble as that heads deep in the corner. Colmenares headed for third. He will stop there. It's a double off the bat of Julio Meza. That ball hit exceptionally well by Meza in the left. So all just like that. Charleston threatening. Tying run at third. Go-ahead run is at second with nobody out. And the nine-hole batter, Estanley Castillo, will step in. Ball hit down the line and left, and Lanzilli saw that ball kind of fly over his head. A bit of a weird ball hit by Meza. As here in Charleston, that left field wall is a funky one. I'll do my best to describe it after this pitch from Butel. First pitch to Castillo is outside, a 1-0 count on Castillo. The left field foul pole is at 309, but the left field wall isn't until 346. It's almost a parallel wall from the foul pole on. 1-0 from Butel. Castillo lines this one into left center. That's going to drop and be a base knock. Scoring on the play is Colmenares. Here comes Meza, and with one swing of the bat, the River Dogs have taken a 5-4 lead now over the Cannapolis Cannonballers. A 2-RBI single for Estanley Castillo, and the Ballers now find themselves trailing by a score of 5-4 here in this bottom of the seventh inning. That'll send up Chandler Simpson to the plate with a runner on base and still nobody out. So Estanley Castillo produces big time with a 2-RBI single. And Butel will set now with Simpson at the plate. Here's the first pitch. Simpson gets a bunt down. That'll land foul. 0-1 count on Chandler Simpson. Well, Estanley Castillo produces two more RBI, 15 now on the season. And it's another base hit for the right fielder. Camilletti will make the play, and it's a double play as Estanley Castillo took off for third, but he is put out. It's a little line out to the second baseman Camilletti for Cooper Kinney, and then a put out at second base, a 4-6 put out of Estanley Castillo on the tag up. So now two outs, and Xavier Isaac will step in. Xavier Isaac will stand in with a runner on first. It's Chandler Simpson. And two down in the frame. A nice little heads-up play from Camilletti as Castillo took off for third and never tagged up. First pitch from Butel is right down Broadway to Isaac. Called strike 0-1. Xavier Isaac, a walk in the sixth inning. Ground down in the fourth and a strikeout in the first.
Check it out, the agents.
Bryce Willits leads it off here in the top of the eighth inning. Junior William is taken over on the bump for the Charleston River Dogs. And as it is a pitch clock violation, rather, that'll make it a 2-0 count as Junior William on the mound for the third arm use by the River Dogs here in this Wednesday night action. Junior Williams' pitch is outside. 3-0 now to Bryce Willits. Again, Willits, Gonzalez, and Park. 3-0 your count. As Gonzalez on deck, Willits at the plate. First pitch offered as a ball. 3-0 is outside. A ball four now as Bryce Willits will take first base on a leadoff walk. Junior William takes over on the mound for Charleston. Willits walks. Jacob Gonzalez steps in. Junior William takes over. 6'4", 200-pound righty from San Pedro de Macorís, Dominican Republic. Spent some time last year here with Charleston. International free agent signing in 2021. By the Tampa Bay Rays. First pitch is in there, called strike 0-1 to Jacob Gonzalez. As William throw in some heat at 97 miles an hour. Definitely throw some smoke. He's touched 99 miles an hour this season with ease. 0-1 pitch delivered. This one is inside and low. And now a 1-1 count. Of note, though, Junior William has walked 29 batters in his last 30-plus innings of work. Pitched three times for the River Dogs at the end of last season. International free agent signing out of the Dominican Republic for the Rays as Gonzalez will foul this one off. Coming back into the seating bowl, a 1-2 count now. So Willits at first on a leadoff walk from Junior William. It's a 1-2 count on Jacob Gonzalez, who's 0 for 3. Calvin Harris with two walks on deck. 1-2 count, pitch on the way. Gonzalez swings and misses at the plate. A breaking ball low. And Gonzalez strikes out for the second time tonight. One out now and a runner on for Calvin Harris. Looks like there is an arm warming down the line for Kannapolis. Lefty Logan Lyle. Ryan Cermak leads it off for the Charleston River Dogs here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Logan Lyle takes over on the bump. His first pitch is up and away to Ryan Cermak. 1-0 is your count. Logan Lyle takes over on the mound. Third arm used by the ballers tonight. The lefty takes over on the mound. 1-0 pitch. This one's lined sharply down the left field side. That'll be a foul ball. Count is even now at 1-1 on Ryan Cermak. Cermak spikes and John Diaz do up a 1-1 count. On Cermak, the DH. He's 1-for-3 tonight, a single in the fourth inning. Lyle's pitch delivered on the 1-1 is outside. Now 2-1 on Ryan Cermak. Lyle 0-0, the 12 ERA and three innings pitched. He's allowed four runs on four hits. He struck out two and walked one. Pitch delivered on the 2-1 is then pinned outside, 3-1. Now on Ryan Cermak. Logan Lyle, 5'11", 200-pound lefty from Bartow, Florida, former USF Bull in the American Athletic Conference. 3-1 pitch. Cermak pops this one up in foul ground. First baseman Willits chasing, headed towards the Charleston dugout. On the warning track, the catch is made in for third. Logan's throw goes in. Taken off for second is Diaz, and he will get there after an errant throw out in right. He will get there, so Diaz is in at second now, and at third is Spikes. He turned the corner and made it there, so in taken off there is Diaz, so two in scoring position with one down still, and it's Carlos Colmenares due up. So two in scoring position for Charleston with one down. Infield's going to play in with Colmenares at the plate. He's walked and he's been hit by a pitch tonight. First time facing Logan Lyle. His first pitch is on the inside corner, 0-1, now on Colmenares. Lyle not the only South Florida Bull to be a cannonballer this year or last. Our good buddy Dylan Burns, who pitched for us in one game earlier this year. Spent some time last year. He's a South Florida guy. Pitch is hacked and a missed on the 0-1, 0-2. Now on Colmenares, who will call time. Julio Meza, catcher, awaits on deck. Colmenares hit by a pitch in the seventh. And that hit by pitch is looming large on Ben Butel. As then a double and a single from Meza and Castillo gave the River Dogs the lead. 0-2, swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Logan Lyle gets a punch out. Inside corner on Colmenares. Two outs now.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for?
On his 9-0-2 pitch, up and inside, taken well, 1-2. Now on the center fielder, Park. Multi-hit game, he struck out looking his last time up against Alex Cook. As the ballers trail by one, any runner on base will be the tying run. 1-2 count, Williams pitch. Swing and a miss, got him the breaking ball, and Park goes chasing. That is the first out of the frame. Eddie Park goes swinging and missing. One down now, Chris Lanzilli will step in. So Lanzilli will get another opportunity with one down here in this top of the ninth inning against Junior William, who again has allowed a fair share of free passes. First pitch delivered, Lanzilli takes up and away, a 1-0 count. Lanzilli, a three-run blast in the second inning, and Kannapolis, three of their four runs. He has been on fire as of late as Lanzilli. 1-0 count, here's the pitch from William. Fastball up and inside, 2-0 on Chris Lanzilli. He had an RBI in four games in a row last week against Delmarva. All four of the ballers won. Lanzilli's on a 10-game hit streak and a 12-game on-base streak. And only continues tonight. 2-0 from William. Taken upstairs, Lanzilli with a patient approach now has garnered himself a 3-0 count. The world-famous Thirsty Thursday here in Charleston tomorrow night, 7:05 first pitch. Tanner McDougal gets the start, 3-0. This one is in there for a called strike on a fastball, 3-1 on Lanzilli. Charleston is going to rock some new tops tomorrow. They're going to become the Charleston Boiled Peanuts for the final time of the season. Excited to see those jerseys rock tomorrow. Lanzilli's 3-1 from William, a check swing, and lands foul. Count will run to 3-2. Lanzilli had the green light. He went around on it. Probably should have held back, but no use in worrying about that now. He's got a full count with one out against Junior William. Lanzilli, the left fielder, waiting at the plate for a 3-2 count. William sent from the stretch. Here's the 3-2. Swinging a foul tip. Got a piece of it to Lanzilli. Stays alive. Count remains 3-2. In case the Ballers are able to break through here in this top of the ninth inning, Billy Seidel is getting loose down the line and left for Kannapolis. 3-2 count. One out. William looks in. Here's the pitch. Swinging a hard liner into center. That's going to drop in front of Simpson and be a base hit. Chris Lanzilli with his second into the night. He's got a multi-hit game. And now Kannapolis has the tying run on base. It's a one-out single for Chris Lanzilli. Jonaker Bencourt will step in now with one out and a runner on first. Big spot here for Jonaker Bencourt as it looks like Lanzilli is going to be pinch run for. Looks like La Chispa. Wilbur Sanchez will make his first appearance of the week as a pinch runner for Chris Lanzilli. A big spot here. And Pat Leland opts to put in the pinch runner, La Chispa, Wilbur Sanchez. Lanzilli, a quick guy, but Chispa is just a little quicker. Sanchez on the here, 18 for 23 in stolen base attempts. Here batting 213. He has 16 hits, 3 RBI. 2-0 count. William will check on the runner at first. It's not in time. 2-0 your count still on Ryan McCarthy. Mario Camaletti awaiting on deck. He's got a multi-hit game. He's 2 for 4. Big spot here for Kannapolis. 2-0 count on McCarthy. William with a deep breath. Here's the pitch. McCarthy will ground this one through in the left for a base hit. Chispa's going to head to second, and Ryan McCarthy does his job off the bench. It's a single to continue the inning for Kannapolis, and that puts now the tying and go-ahead runs on base for Mario Camaletti with two outs in the top of the ninth inning. So Sanchez to second, and Ryan McCarthy does his job with a single into left field. He's one for one now on the night. So Levy Romero now is going to come have a chat with Junior William and his catcher Julio Meza as Mario Camaletti, the on-base machine in the Carolina League, leading in walks and on-base percentage, is now going to step in. He's already got a multi-hit game tonight. And his only two at-bats where he didn't get a hit were against the lefty starter Alex Ayala. So a big spot here for the Ballers. Mario Camaletti will step in now with two on and two out. First pitch to Camaletti is up and away. A 1-0 count now on Mario.
Never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health. official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back into the broadcast booth here. Hi, Chop Joseph P. Riley Jr. Park in Charleston, South Carolina. Final score tonight. Kannapolis falls in their second game in a row here to the Charleston River Dogs. It is 5-4. Ballers with an opportunity late. They get bases loaded and two down in the frame for Brooks Baldwin, but no such luck as Kannapolis falls tonight by a score of 5-4 in a very close game. The Ballers had the lead for the most of it until the bottom of the seventh inning, when a two-run inning for Charleston proved to be the difference maker against Ben Butel on the bump for Kannapolis. It is Cook getting the win. Alex Cook strikeout six in a row for the Charleston River Dogs on the bump. 3-3 now on the year. Ben Butel gets the loss. He's 3-1. And Drew Summers comes in and gets a one-third of an inning save late in tonight's game. Final tallies for both sides. 7 hits for Kannapolis, 8 for Charleston. 7 total, including 2 from Mario Camilletti. 2-for-4 night for him. Chris Lanzilli, a multi-hit performance as well. 2-for-4 with a 3-run home run in the second inning. That gave the Ballers a lot of emphasis at the plate. Did Chris Lanzilli's 3-run homer. And then the only other RBI tonight, the only other run, I should say, was Calvin Harris. He scored a run in that fourth inning on a wild pitch off of the arm of the starter Alex Ayala Jr. for the Charleston River Dogs. 7 hits, 3 RBI, 4 walks, 11 strikeouts in total, though, for the Ballers batters in tonight's game. Two guys come in off the bench. Sanchez, for everyone in Kannapolis and here in Charleston, I'm Dan Helody saying thank you, as always, for tuning in here on the Ballers Baseball Network. We'll have the call all week for you here in Charleston. Apologies for any technical difficulties as well. Trying to get that fixed now. Not sure what's going on. Up